God, fucking damn it, I hate technology. Although, you know, that's one thing. It's not God's fault. Technology, we made that shit. Now, God made women. He fucked that up royally. I mean, I understand. I understand. I get it, okay? All he's working with is a rib bone. But I mean, goddamn, you would think the fucking supreme being could do a little bit better, even with a rib bone, than what the fuck we got from women. Did you guys miss me? I missed you, motherfuckers. I didn't miss you that much because some of you faggots sent me some fucking emails and shit. Anyway, we'll talk about all that later. I got a lot of shit. A lot. You can scream and shout with all your might. And I can scream, shout, whine, cry, sniffle, piss, moan. It doesn't make any difference. Because the decline is real. All I can do is enjoy it. There's no way to stop it. Don't forget, my friends and my enemies, the ever-present, the most likely, the third possibility. You are wrong, and I am right. You're welcome. Enjoy the decline. There's nothing we can do about it. Not a goddamn thing. Oh, but a great one. If we just get back to the Constitution. No, your Constitution ain't gonna save you. Oh, but great one. If we just get back to the Bible. Oh, no, your Bible ain't gonna save you. You're fucked. Fucked. Do you hear that? That is the cruise missile that is coming in, launched by the global homo, by the trannies, by the darkies, by the Jews. It's blowing everything up, and this shit that's falling around us, this is the ashes of civilization. This is not what we're talking about today. I have once again seen something, and once you see it, you can't unsee it. It's really got me, I don't want to say depressed. I'm not depressed. Like, I don't need medication. I'm not a fucking white woman who needs, I have emotions. I need medication for my emotions because I have no idea how to cope with them, even though I'm so awesome at communicating and I'm a girl boss. I don't need medication. Depressed is the wrong word. But I've seen it. I see it now. I can't unsee it. And it's last week, I just didn't even want to fucking do the podcast because it's so fucking depressing. And I'm making notes and I got to sit down. We got to talk about this. And it's going to be one of those podcasts where it's going to go all over the place. Because once again, it's all interrelated. That's the thing. The more I look at it, the more I think about it, the more I see, it's all fits together. But that's not what we're here to talk about today. Today, we are here to make fun of happenings down in the great state of Texas. If you're new to this podcast, this is something I have to do every now and then, because I am from Texas. If you didn't know that, I was raised in Texas. And I was born in Georgia, raised in Texas. And there is, what is this thing called? You know, all the newspapers down in Texas, they all get this same little news blurb clipping from whoever puts this out, because it saves the journalist, or we'll call them journalists, saves these people from having to do any kind of real reporting. It can't push it. So anyway, I get the newspapers from, that was me drifting. I thought I heard a weird noise for a second. Great one. It's a weird noise. That's you talking. Hey, by the way, how are you fuckers? Go fuck yourselves. Somebody wants to send me email, send me links to videos about the Jewish IQ myth. You can send those to God. That's fur baby spelled backwards. God at CYNLIBSOC.com on the interwebs. I think it was Edward. Was Edward, did you send me that link to that video? That guy's channel looks very interesting. I am surprised he's still on YouTube. I've downloaded all of his videos because I expect those to go away at any moment. And I listened to a very little bit of that video, and I'm going to attempt to, it might even happen today. I'm going to attempt to listen to that while I'm doing some photo editing and stuff. And he's got some other videos. So just looking at the titles, I'm like, oh boy, I have got to give this a shot. Mm. And then I will cough into the microphone like an asshole. Okay, a real podcaster gets the coughing fits over with before he starts podcasting, but then a real podcaster doesn't take a swig of cold coffee while he's recording his podcast, which I just did. And now what's really pathetic is I just took this swig of cold coffee, right? It made me cough. Well, I'm about to take another swig of the same cold coffee. Gee, I wonder if history will repeat itself. Spoiler alert, history repeats itself. Okay, so anyhow, we're going to read the news from Texas. Now, some of this is going to go back a little bit. This is where I'm going to hear from some of the great one. You're reading stuff that's really old. Yeah, because, see, I'm not a right-winger. My memory lasts more than 2 weeks. I can remember things that happened more than 2 weeks ago. And they're important. It's important to remember things that happened in the past. Because you see, there's number one, what happened in the past is going to happen again. Because number two, knowing what happened in the past and what people have said in the past allows you to see when people are charlatans. October the 14th, 2021. State climatologist predicts, take a wild guess where this is going, Texas is getting hotter. The state climatologist recently, we're going to see how good my reading skills are today, probably non-existent, about like always. The state climatologist, apparently there's only one, the state climatologist recently predicted that Texas will continue to get hotter and for longer periods of time during the next 15 years. In, quote, assessment of historic and future trends of extreme weather in Texas, 1900 to 2036, unquote. Remember, extreme is not a scientific term. When someone tells you that the weather is extreme, that does not mean anything. If someone says there were 3.7 inches of rain over a 7-hour period, that is measurable, that is empirical, that can be verified. Extreme is not a thing. Extreme is an emotion. That's you being manipulated. I know, I understand. It's a great one. This is for any new people. If you've been here for a while, you already know all this shit, okay? I'm not talking to you. This is for anyone new who showed up, any normies that show up, who have not heard all of this about my global warming scam. Hey, a spoiler, global warming isn't real. But great one. Yes, yes, the weather does change. You are right. Some days it's sunny. Some days it's cloudy, but global warming, the idea that the weather is changing and it's going to get hotter and the sea levels are going to rise and the ice caps are going to melt, and all of this is happening because of Republicans, and the only way we can stop it is by passing more laws and raising more taxes and taking away people's freedom. Okay, that's global warming. That is what global warming is. That's not real. Does the climate change? Yes, the climate on the planet Earth has changed ever since the planet Earth came into existence. I know most of you have already heard that before. Too bad. All right. John Nielsen Gammon. It's a man with a hyphenated last name, Nielsen Gammon. You know, I didn't Google the guy. I should have Googled him before I even started this. Let me make a note to do. I'm not going to stop the podcast and do it now, but let me make a note to do this after I get done. If I find anything interesting, I'll put it in the show notes. John Nielsen Gammon predicted the average annual temperature in Texas will be 3 degrees warmer than the average from 1950 to 1999. Okay, once again, let's do my science. What's magic about 1950 to 1999? When you're saying, well, the temperature is going to get warmer in the future compared to 1950 to 1999. Where did you get 1950 to 1999? Well, we know the answer. 1950 to 1999 was the group of coldest years he could find. And so he makes that the baseline so that it looks like it's getting warmer, when in fact, if you compare the average temperatures to, say, 1920 through 2015, there's no change whatsoever, or it's actually cooler, right? Again, this is, for those of you who are not quite up on my science yet, see, I'm explaining to you guys how my science is manipulated to lie to you. When someone says, blah, 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 you know, the temperature will be 3 degrees warmer than average from 1950 to 1999, where do they get that data set from? Why those years? Right? This is lying. Okay, now, but wait, it gets better. And the number of 100-degree days could nearly double compared to 2000 through 2018. Okay. Now, first of all, I did a little bit of Googling before doing this podcast, and here's the first problem with this. Texas is a very large place, and you can get on the internet and you can look for temperature data in Texas. You're going to find temperature data for cities, but to find the average temperature of the state of Texas, once again, we have to stop. We have to actually do science and critical thinking here, not emotions. How do you measure the average temperature for a geographic region the size of Texas? Now, it'd be one thing to say, well, you're going to have this temperature, this trend in Dallas. And by Dallas, what we mean is Dallas-Fort Worth Airport. Because if you go looking for temperature records, you're going to find Dallas-Fort Worth. And where's the temperature measured? At the airport. Houston, where's it measured? The airport. Austin, it's measured at the airport. San Antonio, guess where the official temperature records are measured at? The fucking airport. Guess what? Some of you are going, great one, we've heard this years ago. Yes, but I haven't done much global warming lately. Because, you know, I can't believe people still believe this shit. But they do. Like, the fact that people still think global warming is real after all these years, after being told for 40 fucking years that the sea levels are about to rise and the coasts are going to go underwater, and yet rich people keep buying houses right next to the ocean, and there's not one house, not one house purchased by a celebrity has gone underwater. But yet the sea levels are going to rise. They've been going to rise for 40 fucking years. The ice caps were going to be completely melted by now. And people still just believe this shit. Like, I am fucking literally Hitler, just fucking stunned at how goddamn stupid people are. We just went through a fake pandemic where you could look outside and see no one dying, but then turn on the TV and think that there's a pandemic. That's lasted for over 1,000 days now. 3 years of that. The global war, for fucking 40 years, you have been able to look outside and see that the beachfront property owned by rich people has not gone underwater from the melting of the ice caps. And people still believe this shit. Like, what in the fuck is wrong with you people? You know, and as much as I do and will in the future make fun of Christians, I mean, let's compare. Believing there's an invisible guy who lives in the sky? I mean, I could go for that before I believe that the fucking ice caps are going to melt. Because I can't look up in the air and go, well, I don't see God up there, so therefore he doesn't exist. But I can look at the fucking beach and I can go, hey, look, the beach is in the same fucking place it was 40 years ago. Okay, God, we're never going to get through this at this rate. I have a whole stack of paper here. All right, where was I? The number of 100 degree days could double compared to 2000 to 2018. Once again, why did we select 2000 to 2018? All right, so now the number of triple digit temperature days is going to double. All right, once again, this is not the average for Texas, because I don't know. I guess you could take all the cities and average them, but still, you're just averaging the temperature in the cities. Where do you get this data from? Here we go. This is Dallas-Fort Worth, annual number of days over 100 degrees. We ready? Number one, 71 days over 100 degrees was in 2011. Number two at 69 days, 1980. Number three at 56 days, 1998. Number four at 52 days, 1954. Number five at 48 days, 1956. At number six, with 47 days over 100 degrees, is 2022. The state climatologist said that 2022 was going to have more 100 degree days, it would be nearly double compared to 2000 to 2018. 2011, 71 days over 100. 2022, 47 days over 100. 47 is not double of 71. 47 is not double of 71. 47 is not double of 71. This is why we're reading something from 2021. Because once again, how do people still believe in the global warming hoax? The state climatologist with a hyphenated last name said right here that we were going to have double the number of 100 degree days that we had from 2000 to 2018. And yet in 2022, we had 47 days over 100, while as in 2011, we had 71 days over 100 degrees. This is empirical data disproving this fucking moron's predictions. And yet, you and I are surrounded by dumb fucks who still walk around thinking, well, global warming is real. It's on TV. Did you know that global warming intensifies the Wuhan virus? What do we can't kill all of them. We should. It would be the right thing to do. Oh, great. Well, it's never right to kill. No, it is. It is. It would be the right thing to do. But there's too many of them and not enough of us. Do I even need to read any more of this? Storm surges from hurricanes will tend to be more severe because of higher relative sea levels. I didn't even think to look up the hurricane rate. When's the last time you heard in the news of a hurricane hitting Texas? It's been how long since a hurricane hit? I don't know offhand, but I've got this pile of newspapers in front of me. There's nothing in here about hurricanes. So it's going to get hotter down in Texas. This is 2021, okay? It's going to get hotter, triple digits. December 29th, 2022. An Arctic storm that swept through the state, bringing low temperatures and high winds, also affected nearly roughly two-thirds of the country's population. Blah, blah, blah. The 190 million people across the United States are under a winter weather advisory. The air is bottled up in Canada and letting loose. It's the Electrical Reliability Council of Texas, which manages nearly all the state's electric grid, reported Friday that grid conditions were adequate to handle the demand for power. Hold on. I thought the temperature was going up. Now we have an Arctic storm. Oh, gosh, if only it was warmer. Maybe we wouldn't have Arctic storms. The Electric Reliability Council of Texas is providing a dashboard that monitors supply and demand across the state. I assume they mean a dashboard like on the internet. Okay, so if there's a winter storm and the electricity is getting faulty, maybe if everybody got off the internet, maybe there'd be less demand for electricity. Temperatures in the latest Arctic storm, the latest, that's what it says, the latest Arctic storm, were in single digits Friday throughout much of the state. Hold on, is this the same state that's going to have more days over 100 degrees and be warmer than ever before because of global warming? But great one. See, this is extreme weather. This is proof. It's extreme weather. All right, we're going back. Back to the future. Back to October the 14th, 2021. October is Bullying Prevention Month. 1 in 5 children report being bullied, according to the Texas Department of Family and Protective Services. Does that include children who are being bullied into getting WuVaxxed? What about children who are being bullied into believing there's no such thing as boys and girls and that gender can just be made up whenever you want it to be made up? What about children who are being bullied into attending gay pride events that they don't want to attend? I just listened to a podcast. Who was it? It wasn't, because I've actually been listening to some stuff other than Spearco lately. It wasn't Sheep Farm. Who was? Oh, it was something, Daily Aryan or something. So apparently Grandpa Lampshade is now calling himself Grandpa Bill or something. He dropped the Grandpa Lampshade. I don't know. I'm going to assume he did that because he is an alt-writer, which means ultimately he is a cuck. Even though he goes on the internet and says, you know, did you see the Jews at blah, whatever, you're a fucking cuck. I don't care how much you get on the internet and you talk about faggots and trannies and Jews. If push comes to shove, I can almost guarantee you're a cuck. I don't know why he dropped the nickname Grandpa Lampshade, but I'm sure he's cucking for somebody. Anyhow, it doesn't matter. He was talking to someone, they were interviewing him, and so there's some black woman, as they pointed out, took a black woman to do this, not a white woman, of course. Some black woman in England, somewhere in England, where they, her kid's in the public school there, or the private school, is whatever they call it, they're government-funded schools. And the kid's 8 years old, and they wanted the kid to attend a gay pride event, and she said, no, my kid's not going to a gay pride event. And the school said, well, no, your kid has to go to the gay pride event. I mean, so is that the kind of bullying we're going to get rid of? This public school systems? The teachers, because they're heroes. Oh, they're fucking heroes. The heroes without capes. These teachers and these school administrators, like, forcing children. Oh, my God. If I don't want a tangent. Oh, my God. Talking about forcing children. I got something there. Anyway, no tangenting. Is that the kind of bullying we're going to put an end to? The bullying of teachers bullying small children into going to gay pride events? In Texas, at least 40% of those bullied have seriously considered suicide. The agency provides caregivers the tools to empower their children to be anti-bullying champions and to get the message out about bullying prevention at getparentingtips.com. Where you can also read about getting WooVaxxed. The content is designed to help parents and other caregivers. Other caregivers. How about your parents? Oh, that's right. We don't raise our children anymore. We turn them over to caregivers just as soon as we can. We take our three-year-old retarded child. We put the kid in public school. I will address that when we get to the podcast where I talk about the things that I've seen that I can't stop seeing anymore. The conversation to prevent bullying can start as early as when a child learns the difference between kindness and unkindness. According to the TDFPS, kindness and unkindness. Emergency, this is January 13th, 2022. This is a year ago. Emergency SNAP benefits get extended for January. The Texas Health and Human Services Commission is again, extending emergency food benefits this month with more than $307 million in emergency allocations expected to help more than 1.5 million Texas households. Quote, as Texans ring in the new year, this additional support will help families start 2022 with food on the table for themselves and their children, unquote, said Wayne Salter, HHSC Deputy Executive Commissioner. Deputy Executive Commissioner. There's a made-up job. What? Who are you? I'm the Deputy Executive Commissioner. Okay, so basically you're an affirmative action hire. You don't do anything. Deputy Executive Commissioner. How much money is he getting paid? What if we took his salary and gave it to some poor people to buy some food? What if the poor people hadn't lost their jobs because of the Wuhan hoax and they could afford food? If you haven't been around this podcast for a while, this emergency SNAP, by the way, the food stamps. We don't call it food stamps anymore because that's racist or fag-phobic or some gay-ass shit like that, right? The SNAP benefits, ever since the Wuhan hoax, we've been extending those like mad because, well, we got to, you know, people can't fucking buy food anymore because they lost their jobs because a bunch of shit got shut down because of my Wuhan hoax. The agency received approval from the U.S. Department of Agriculture to extend the maximum allowable amount of benefits provided through the Federal Supplemental Nutritional Assistance Program, SNAP. It's not nutritional assistance. These people are buying bread. They're buying noodles. They're buying pasta. They're buying shit that is not food. That means recipients will receive at least $95 in emergency SNAP allotments by January 31st, in addition to their regular allotments. Texans in need can apply for benefits at yourtexasbenefits.com. Former Houston NFL player pleads guilty to fraud. A former linebacker for the Houston Texans has pleaded guilty to taking part in a scheme to defraud a player health care reimbursement fund by submitting false claims totaling more than $129,000. How much is $129,000 to an NFL player? Boy. Shanti Orr. That's his name. Shanti Orr. Take a wild guess, he's not white, is one of eight former NFL players accused in a case led by the Texas Department of Insurance investigators working with the prosecutors in the Harris County, blah, 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 blah. Quote, those claims were for rehab therapies and medical treatments that were never actually provided. The players and the trainer would each get a cut of the money that was reimbursed by the fund. Wow, so somebody was scamming money by making up medical conditions that don't exist. See, when Pfizer does it, it's okay. But when a guy who plays football for the NFL does it, oh, now it's wrong. Insurance companies line up to sue ERCOT. As the one-year anniversary of the winter storm, well, great one. No, this is a different, wait, what the fuck? No, this is a different winter storm. See, this is January 2022. Over here in December 2022, we had another winter storm. What's really funny, in the December 2022, the headline here, which I didn't read to you, it says, winter storm called once in a generation. Well, right here in January of 2022, 11 months before this once in a generation winter storm, we're talking about the winter storm that hit Texas that year. So this was a different once in a generation winter storm. See, we have a once in a generation winter storm every winter now. Just like every year is the hottest year on record. As the one-year anniversary of the winter storm, this was a year ago. This was the 2021 once-in-a-generation winter storm. As the one-year anniversary of the... How do people still believe in global warming? I mean, I understand they're stupid. My God, I can't fucking believe it's 2023 and people still believe this shit. God damn it. I'm literally fucking just beside myself, however you get beside yourself, with disbelief that people still believe this shit. Fuck! It's been 40 fucking years. And you know, the sad thing is, 40 years from now, people are still going to think the Wuhan hoax is real. People are still, do you have your vaccine card? Did you get, did you know that Wuhan is there's an uptick in Wuhan's. Better get your vaccine. God damn it. As the one-year anniversary of the winter storm that left millions without power approaches, more than 100 insurance companies are suing the state's main power grid operator and a number of electricity providers. Because you see, if your electrical grid goes down because it was not sufficiently robust to provide electricity in a time of increased demand for electricity, well, the obvious thing to do is sue the electrical company so that the electrical company has less money to spend on more equipment and infrastructure so that there will be more electricity available the next time there's a high demand for electricity. See, that makes total fucking sense. Like, if somebody is wounded and they're bleeding, what you should obviously do is run over there and slit their wrist so that they lose more blood. And by insurance companies are suing the main power, what we mean is lawyers are suing. Who will actually make money? Is the insurance company billing out at $150 an hour? No, the law firms are billing out at $150 an hour. So that's what you should do. Well, the electrical infrastructure in the state of Texas is fucked up. Let's solve that by giving a bunch of money to lawyers. This is how stupid white people in North America in the current year actually are. The power failure caused more than $10 billion in property damage, primarily to residences. No. No, it did not. That is a completely made up number. There's no way anyone could substantiate that. And property damage is bullshit because how do you value this damage at $10 billion? That's just a made up number. The suit claims that ERCOT, quote, failed to adequately prepare for the 2020-2021 winter season and in fact planned to fail, unquote. I thought we had global warming. I thought it was going to get warmer. What do you mean they didn't adequately prepare for winter? I thought winter was going away. The ice caps were melting. They're global warming wackos. The temperature is going up. Why would you, if the temperature is going up, if it's getting hotter, why would you think there's going to be a demand for electricity in the winter to run heaters if it's going to be warmer than it's ever been before because of Republicans? Second round of vaccine funding begins. A second round of funding for the state's Wuhan vaccine outreach program has begun. Organizations. Statism is wonderful. You know, it's just wonderful that you and I collectively, that we here in Western civilization, that we have the government to take money away from us under the threat of violence and give away to other people for important things like this. Okay? Organizations. There's another word that means nothing. I mean, the Ku Klux Klan is an organization. If you have three homosexual men jerking each other off, that's an organization. The Cynical Libertarian Society is an organization. Organizations can apply for grants. Grant, it's a grant. So a grant is another word for money stolen from taxpayers. So organizations can apply for stolen money ranging from $50,000 to $1 million. $1 million Federal Reserve fiat currency cuck bucks, okay? $1 million. Are you ready? You know why these organizations can apply for this stolen money? Brace yourselves, kids. Quote, to engage in vaccine education and outreach with the goal of increasing the number of fully vaccinated Texans against Wuhan. Unquote. Your organization could get $1 million to engage in vaccine education and outreach. You know, just because there might be some people in North America in January of 2022 who haven't heard of the Wuhan vaccine. You could get $1 million to educate those people about the existence of the Wuhan vax. You can't kill these people enough times. Whoever thought of this should be strung up by the fucking testicles. This is real. Yes, great one. Are you sure this is not a satire newspaper? No, I'm 100% fucking positive this is real. This is not satire, okay? Yes, I could not distinguish satire in that one. This is real. $1 million. Your organization could apply for $1 million to educate people about the Wuhan vax. Because no one's heard of it. There's people out there, they have no idea there's a vaccine for Wuhan. They have no idea. They've been living under a rock. Thank God. Money, stolen money, will be awarded for projects that increase access to Wuhan vaccines or provide outreach. You already know what's coming. To populations disproportionately affected by the virus. In other words, homosexuals and black people. To learn more about the program, here the website is health.tamu.edu/vaccine-grant/round-2.html. Wait, moving on. April 21st, 2022. Effects of climate control are accelerating. Now, I'm not sure about this headline. The effects of climate control are accelerating? Climate control? Like, what? The effects of climate change are accelerating, and experts, they're experts, guys, are increasingly sounding alarms and calling for immediate action like they've been doing for 40 years. Such action could not only affect and benefit future generations, but also help the millions of individuals and families across the globe who are currently confronting some potentially deadly consequences of climate change. Save the children. Save the children. There's a name for your organization that's going to apply for $1 million to educate people about the Wuhan vax. Save the children. Who the fuck? When your organization is named Save the Children, you could get away with goddamn nearly anything, can't you? Save the Children notes that 16 million children in East and Southern Africa are currently in danger of not having enough food due to the climate crisis. I have an idea. Why don't you get them on SNAP benefits? Everybody else in Texas is on SNAP benefits. You get an extra $95 a month. Why don't you get the little darky kids in Africa on SNAP benefits? They're not in danger of starving because of motherfucking climate change. I mean, my God, we live in a fucking so-called first world country and we can't get anything because the supply chain is completely fucked up thanks to a fake pandemic and a bunch of women and boomers who are afraid of dying. Imagine what fucking women and old people in Africa being afraid of everything has done to their fucking supply chain. And much of that can be traced to the Jews. I'm sorry, much of that can be traced to severe and prolonged droughts that are a byproduct of climate change. In fact, see, this is a fact. This is not an opinion. This is not propaganda. In fact, Save the Children reports that almost 160 million children are exposed to severe and prolonged droughts. What does that mean? They're exposed to droughts. Is the drought like going out in the street during a gay pride parade and exposing itself like a homosexual? I mean, what does this mean? You're exposed to the drought. Well, go into the shade. I mean, move. Right? You're in Africa. You're saying, well, we don't have anything. We don't have any food. We have no infrastructure. We're all dying. Well, why don't you go somewhere else then? I mean, what's keeping you there? If there's a drought, go somewhere else. This has had a devastating effect on families across the globe. You know, now, of course, what has not had a devastating effect on families across the globe is no-fault divorce, women getting jobs, women being on welfare and being able to replace husbands and fathers with welfare checks, you know, the destruction of the nuclear family, public schools telling children they're faggots and all that. None of that has had a destructive effect whatsoever on families. But the global warmings has had a devastating effect on families. And these effects could be just the beginning. See, this is just the beginning, guys. It's a slippery slope. It's just the beginning. Now, when some right-winger says that if you let homosexuals get marriage, this is just the beginning as we go towards legalized pedophilia, well, that's a slippery slope fallacy, and he's obviously an anti-Semite, and he's racist and sexist and transphobic. But when we tell you that some black people in Africa living in a place that has droughts is going to destroy the family and that it's just the beginning, that's not fucking exaggeration. That's the truth. An August 2021 report from the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change. You guys remember those guys? They've been predicting the end of the world for how many years? Which serves as the climate-based research group of the United Nations. That tells you everything you need to know. Noted that many of the changes in climate observed by scientists in recent years are completely made up. No, are unprecedented in thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of years. See, we have drought records going back hundreds of thousands of years that we can compare this to. And hundreds of thousands of years ago, the droughts were not having anywhere near the effect on the family that they're having on families today in Africa. And so we're going to spend all this money doing all this research to show that the droughts are going to wipe out families. What we're not going to do is take any of that money and help any of those people in Africa that don't have food. Because we don't actually give a flying fuck about the people in Africa that don't have food. Like, okay, if you think that we at the International Panel of Climate Change, if you think we give a fuck about a bunch of niggers in Africa, you're an idiot. We don't give a shit about them. We're just using them. We find the little half-naked black babies with the swollen stomach, and we parade them around and say, look at what climate change is doing. Hey, white girls, give us some money. And then we get on our fucking jet planes and we fly to Europe. They don't give a flying fuck about Africans. What's more, those changes, which include rising sea levels, are irreversible over hundreds to thousands of years. Nonetheless, rich people continue to buy oceanfront property and build houses there. Fascinating. Scientists have long noted the importance of funding for their stupid fucking theories that are completely made up, but that the average person is too stupid to see through. I'm sorry. Scientists have long noted the importance of limiting temperature increases to 1.5 degrees Celsius, noting that such an endeavor could decrease the amount of sea level rise by 50% of its projected total by the end of the 21st century. There's no fucking way to come up with any data on any of this shit. This is so fucking made up. Seriously, you have no fucking accurate way of predicting how much the sea level is going to rise over the next 80 years. That is literally Hitler fucking impossible. Because the climate of the planet Earth is a dynamic system which is constantly changing, and as smart as we are, as much as you don't want to admit it, it is beyond our complete total understanding. We understand parts of it, but we don't understand the entire fucking thing. There's too much going on there, and my God, if any motherfucker so much as says anything about a computer simulation to me, I'll fucking kill you. Okay, I have a computer simulation. It's called Star Wars. It's not real. Okay, there's not really people running around with lightsabers. Computer simulations are fucking made up. That's what they are. I know you don't want to hear that, especially you say, "Oh, great one." All right, no, I guarantee you, there's some people in my audience who work in the fucking computer field who think that computer simulations are real. They're not. Computer simulations show what they are programmed to show. The simulation is limited by the knowledge of the people writing the software. And I talked about this years ago. You go out, you search it out. I don't know who they are. It wasn't the Jews. It was somebody else. A group of people got some actual real computer programmers, and they got the actual code that is used for these global warming prediction software models, and they showed the code to the programmers, and the programmers said, "This is shit." Like, the programmers look and could actually find, no, this is just taking this number and just magnifying. There's nothing happening here. The programmers could see right through the fact that this shit was entirely fake, in the sense that the code was written to give the results that the people writing the code wanted it to give, which was to make the temperature go up and make everyone die and make the sea levels rise, except, of course, for the sea levels at the beachfront property owned by rich actors from Hollywood. Okay, so your fucking computer models are bullshit. Where are we? Okay, the IPCC report indicates the only way to avoid crossing the 1.5 degrees Celsius threshold is to institute immediate and rapid measures to produce large-scale reductions in greenhouse gas emissions. So in other words, we're going to kill all the leftists so that they stop talking and breathing and contributing to global warming. That's not what that means. All right, we'll finish this up in the next episode.